Hi, my name is Jamie from Scribendi.com, and today I'm going to talk to you about NaNoWriMo and provide you with some tips on writing a book. While it may be true that a journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step, it is also true that the most difficult step to the journey is the final one. Any marathon runner will tell you something similar. Finishing is less about your capabilities and more about having the mental discipline and stamina to push past the finish line. Participating in NaNoWriMo is a marathon of writing, and finishing depends solely on you. That being said, Scribendi.com wants to suggest some tips to writing a book to help you cross that finish line. Number 1. Underwrite. When doing research for this article, I came across a fantastic tip on writing a book known as underwriting. Underwriting is defined as jotting down the story's bare bones just to make sure it works. Character development, dialogue, and description are kept to a minimum. Underwriting will help keep you moving on to the next chapter. If novel writing is a process, think of National Novel Writing Month as the next step after outlining. Underwriting means that at some point you have to go back and continue developing your novel. In order to get your NaNoWriMo novel published, you will have to do this anyway, but in terms of length, a 50,000-word novel is small. It is about half the length of a conventional novel and about two-thirds the length of a romance novel. Tips to writing a book that work. Bear in mind that NaNoWriMo is about quantity, not quality. The following tips for boosting word count should only be used in the direst of situations, by the most desperate writers. Now, as I am a desperate writer who frequently finds herself in dire circumstances, I am not above using these tricks. So, don't feel bad if you decide to use them. Always spell out numbers. For example, write out the number 25 instead of using the numerical 25. Always use characters' full names. For example, Theodore Eduardo Bear walked into the office. Never use contractions. These simple techniques can be used to bump your word count up when all hope is lost. Don't edit. This may sound strange coming from Scribendi.com, but under no circumstances are you to edit your book. NaNoWriMo doesn't care about split infinitives, misplaced modifiers, or the order of adjectives. They care about helping you write a novel in 1 month. That first draft may be awful in terms of language. Let it be awful. It's a first draft. Stop obsessing over perfection and just write. Editing is a painstakingly slow process that can cause you to second-guess your every single word choice. Once the month is over, you can begin editing. But by the time December rolls around, you might be sick of your story. You might not want to look at it again until the next year. Well, that's fine too. We can't wait to have a peek at those NaNoWriMo manuscripts. Either way, save the editing for another time or one of our manuscript editors. In conclusion, remember the final steps make everything you went through this past month worth it. When you are at 45,000 words and you can't possibly think of another word to write down, try using some of these techniques. You will push through, and when your word count finally reaches that magic number, you can collapse out of sheer creative exhaustion. Drag yourself to the kitchen, open the fridge, and pop the cork on that bottle of champagne you've been saving. Congratulate yourself. You've done it. You are a novelist. This podcast was brought to you by Scribendi.com, because grammar matters.